Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to PNC Infratech Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by IIFL Capital Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amrit Bhandari from IIFL Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so much, Neeraj. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of IIFL Capital, I am pleased to welcome you all on the PNC Infratech Limited first quarter FY27 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team. We'll begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by a question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. Today I have with me Mr. T.R. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. Pankaj Agrawal, Vice President, Finance and Account, and Strategic Group Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. The financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website for your reference. I would first like to share the key development across the industry with you, followed by operational updates of the company and highlights of the financial performance during the quarter ended 30th June 26, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. In the highway sectors, NHAI project awarding activity remain subdued in quarter 1 financial year 27 also. With only 107 kilometers awarded, execution also moderated to approximately 640 kilometers. This slowdown was primarily driven by a weak award pipeline and continued geopolitical tensions. However, we expect the pace of awarding to improve going forward, supported by healthy pipeline of projects. Recently, NHAI launched 54 highway and expressway projects for an estimated aggregate value of around 1.8 lakh crore for bidding over the coming 2 to 3 months. The identified pipeline comprises 26 EPC projects, 21 HAM projects, and 7 DBFOT toll-based projects across the states. A balanced mix of projects with sizable value is expected to create opportunities across different implementation formats for both fund-based and non-fund-based highway developers. The government also continues to make steady progress in expanding India's high-speed highway network and other sectors also. A cumulative 10,389 kilometers of national highway speed corridor have been launched across the country, out of which 4,809 kilometers have already been completed, while 5,580 kilometers are currently under bidding and implementation. Beyond highways, we are seeing significant opportunities emerging across other sectors. Continued government focus on highways, railways, metro rail, freight corridors, power transmissions, renewable energy and storage, mining, airports, water resource developments, including drinking water supply and urban developments, provides confidence in the sustained growth opportunities for well-stabilized infrastructure companies with strong execution capabilities, proven expertise, and financial credibility. Railway continues to robust project pipeline as the government endeavors to strengthen railway infrastructure through both budgetary support and investments in capacity expansion station redevelopment and freight connectivity. The proposed expansion of PPP-led rail projects, including HAM-based development akin to highway development, is expected to create broader opportunities for experienced highway infrastructure developers. Similarly, the power transmission sector is expected to witness a capital expenditure to the tune of 6 lakh crore over the next 5 financial years, driven by the government's plan to strengthen the transmission network and facilitate evacuation from over 900 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity, including solar, wind and hydro, by financial year 35-36. This is expected to drive significant investment across transmission, energy storage and associated infrastructure, creating robust long-term opportunities for infrastructure developers. Water infrastructure continue to offer significant medium-term opportunities as Jal Jeevan Mission 2 already achieved remarkable progress, with functional drinking water tap connections reaching 82% of rural households as of July 26, up from just 17% in 2019. While highways remain the primary focus, we continue to identify and pursue increasing opportunities across the above-mentioned sectors to expand our business landscape for driving sustainable growth going forward. With the objective of building a more diversified and sustainable order book. Now coming to recent updates on the company. In May 2026, the company received letter of award from Lucknow Development Authority, Uttar Pradesh, for construction of 4-lane flyover on EPC basis. The project is valued rupees 194 crore and is scheduled to be completed within 24 months. In May 2026, PNC Infratech JV received the letter of acceptance from UP State Bridge Corporation Limited for construction of 4-lane major bridge over Ganga River connectivity, Trans Ganga City to Kanpur City, on EPC basis. The project is valued at rupees 559.5 crore and is scheduled to be completed within 36 months with a 50-50 participation ratio between the JV partners. In May 26, the company received rupees 234.99 crore from NHAI in terms of the one-time settlement agreement executed with NHAI regarding Agra Bypass EPC Project Arbitration Award under the Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 3rd. In 26, the completion certificate was received for a HAM project Prayagraj Kosambi Package 3 with the effect from 20th June 26. Concession agreement signed with NHAI on 16 July 26 by two new SPV incorporated by the company, namely Barabanki Mustafabad Highway Private Limited and Mustafabad Vishwariya Highway Private Limited, for implementation of two new HAM projects secured by company in the first quarter of current financial year. In July 26, company received letter of intent from Airport Authority of India for EPC work of Pantnagar Airport in Uttarakhand. The project is valued at INR 302 crore and is to be executed in 24 months. On 31st July 26, an arbitration award of rupees 244 crore was published in favor of company in connection with an EPC project, upgradation of Shanoli to Gorakhpur section on NH-29E, executed for UPPWD. Now moving on to the operational and financial performance of the company. Company's 17 fund-based project portfolio comprise one BOT toll project, two BOT NOT project and 14 HAM projects. Aggregate bid project cost of 14 HAM project is over 17,200 crore. Out of total 14 HAM projects, 6 projects achieved PCOD and COD, 5 projects are under construction, 1 project of MPRDC for which financial closure documents submitted, two project concession agreement signed and process of financial closure gets underway. Total equity investment requirement for the HAM project is ₹1,623 crore, excluding two newly awarded HAM projects for which financial closure is to be achieved. Till June 26, company already infused 1,187 crores, and the remaining equity of ₹436 crore is to be invested over next 2 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirement. Company's unexecuted order book stands at over 19,100 crores, providing healthy revenue visibility, which includes value of two new HAM projects secured in April 2026, one major bridge project and one flyover project in May 26, and one airport project in July 26. Highway contracts contribute 64% of total unexecuted order book, while water, canal, railway and airport contracts contribute around 21%, and coal mining contract contributes about 15%. Now I would present the results for quarter ended 30th June 26. Standalone revenue for the first quarter of financial year 27 is ₹1,518 crore, which is higher by 34% as compared to ₹1,136 in the first quarter of financial year 26. Standalone EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 27 is ₹375 crore, which is higher by 167% as compared to ₹141 crore in the first quarter of financial year 26. Standalone EBITDA margin for the quarter is 24.7%. Standalone profit for the first quarter of financial year 27 is ₹271 crore, which is higher by 235% as compared to ₹81 in the first quarter of financial year 26. Standalone PAT margin for the quarter one of financial year 27 is 17.8%. Now moving on to the consolidated results. Consolidated revenue for the first quarter of financial year 27 is ₹1,688 crores, which is higher by 19% compared with ₹1,423 crore in the first quarter of financial year 26. Consolidated EBITDA for the first quarter of financial year 27 stood at ₹524 crore, which is higher by 42% as compared to ₹367 crore in the first quarter of 26. The EBITDA margin for quarter one of financial year 27 is 31%. Consol PAT is ₹332 crore. The PAT margin for quarter one financial year 27 is 19.7%. On a standalone basis, our net worth as on 30th June 2026 is ₹6,084 crores. Whereas standalone debt from banks, financial institution is ₹428 crores, excluding ICD. This translates to debt to equity of 0.07 times excluding ICD. Total cash and bank balance including current investment is ₹1,046 crore. Thus, we have a net cash surplus of ₹133 crores as on 30th June 26. Our consolidated net worth as on 30th June 2026 is ₹7,147 crore, whereas total debt is ₹5,448 crores. This translates to debt to equity of 0.76 times. The total cash and bank balance including current investment is ₹2,870 crores. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now begin the question and answer session. Anyone wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The first question is from Lano Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, before asking the question, just to get a clarification, though we have announced on the exchanges, but for the benefit of everybody, just wanted to clarify again a couple of things there. So is there any timeline in terms of the Lucknow-Kanpur? When can we have an idea whether will there be any kind of a non-performer, we will be declared a non-performer, or are we going to be banned for bidding? And if first is the timeline, and let's say if in the worst case, if the non-performer or ban comes, will it be for 1 month, 3 months or 4 months, any indication on that? That is one. Second, if it is the case, will it also lead to a kind of a bidding ban at the UP state level? Because what we understand, there are close to 10,000 crore kind of a projects will be there before the election. So that will be a case for us or not. And the lastly, in terms of how much cost that we have to incur to repair this thing, and will it be at a standalone level or at a subsidiary level? And is this only the repair and for the toll loss? So net, in terms of the financial impact as on today, how much one can see the financial impact, and will it be at a standalone or at a subsidiary level?
Okay, Mr. Shah. This will be a, now, at this stage, whatever we had informed to the exchanges, we don't want to say any further material thing, because the issue is still under consideration by NHA, and we are also submitting our reply to the notices issued by NHA. Anything about the whether they will pass any order of non-performer or otherwise debarment is a completely speculative and hypothetical at this stage. So once we submit our reply to them and followed by the due process, the decision will be taken by NHA, which we can't speculate as of now whether any precipitate action will be taken against the concession agent. So given the fluidity of the situation, so we don't want to comment anything saying that regarding our bidding and also whether we'll be able to bid for the future projects, including projects in Uttar Pradesh being floated by UPEDA. I would hope that you understand the sensitivity of the matter, and we don't want to share anything beyond what were informed to the exchanges.
Got it, sir. Now, in terms of the guidance that we have last time given, the kind of a 6,000 crore revenue for this year, FY27, and 7,500 odd crore for next year, FY28, and also on the margin 12% and the order inflow 15,000 odd crore against, I think, close to 5,900 crore already received. So any change in the guidance?
No, as of now, we are not contemplating any change in the guidance what we had given during the last con call. So we are making the same guidance. So we received 5 new projects during the current financial year. So we expected to secure a total new business worth of 12 to 15,000 crores in FY27. And the guidance of 6,000 crores for FY27 and the guidance of 7,500 crores in FY28, and we want to maintain the same level.
Okay, great. And in terms of the two new projects, particularly this Barabanki, Mustafabad. When can we see the appointed date for that? And broadly, in terms of the equity, it would be a close to 490 odd crore that we would be to be investing in there.
The concession agreements for the both the projects we executed with NHA on 16th of July. Post that, we have a 5 months, 150 days time to achieve the financial closure, and parallelly NHA will fulfill their contractual obligations and conditions precedent of providing 90% of the land. So post that, the appointed date will be declared. So we expect timely achievement of financial closure, and also we expect timely provision of the vacant land for construction within the respective timelines, and appointed date will be declared timely, and we will commence the critical execution accordingly. With regard to investment of equity, so once we achieve the financial closure, so we will be able to know the exact percent figure of the equity amount. But it would be around the same amount what you have mentioned, in the similar range.
Got it. And the Pantnagar Airport and Bhopal Bypass AD, that will be there by this quarter, Q2 itself, or?
Pantnagar Airport, we expect this will be done during the current quarter, that is before end of September 2026. But whereas in the case of Bhopal, now there are some
quarter
changes in the scope. So
quarter
that we expect the quarter three, third quarter before the end of current calendar year.
Okay. And lastly, sir, balance sheet items, if you can help us. Inventory, trade payable, and data.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell me, inventory is 847 crore rupees.
Yes, sir.
Address is 1900 crore rupees.
1900 crore. Okay. And trade payable?
Trade payable is 680 crore rupees.
680 crore. And mobilization, unbilled, and retention?
Mobilization advance is 178 crore rupees.
Okay.
And retention is 295 crore rupees.
Okay.
And the total unbilled as on 30th June is 436 crore rupees. Sorry, 462 crore rupees.
Okay. And HAM debtor and water debtor would be?
Please note, HAM debtor is 479. Water debtor is 925.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nano Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunities. Sir, water and water order book is around 2,310 crore. Like, I think the progressing appears slowly, around 66% completion. Can you provide more granular timeline for the completion and recognition of these projects?
Rural drinking water supply. See, at the beginning of the current financial year, the opening order book, unexecuted order book was 2,310 crores. Out of that, we had executed 136 crores worth of value of the work during the first quarter. So, remaining around 2,180 crores balance is there. So, which we expect to execute the next two financial years. As the Government of India has extended the implementation of Jal Jeevan 2.0 till December 2028. And also because there has been a paucity of funds at a state level as well as the government delay in the release of funds by the central government. So around 741 crores excluding GST has to be realized from the government as earning. So we expect this funds will be realized in the coming months because the state government is very actively pursuing release of 50% subsidy from the government of India. So we expect release of these funds and be able to release the substantial amount of out of the 741 crores. Then accordingly we will expedite the progress.
Okay, sir. So this net working capital, it's around 110 days. It's because of a JJM, when we can expect significant improvement on that working capital side. And secondly, what is the current receivable for the Andhra Pradesh irrigation projects?
Andhra Pradesh irrigation project, we have executed and done the bill invoicing for 416 crores excluding GST. Out of 416 crores, we have received 263 crores excluding GST. As of now, the receivable is 153 crores. So the budget for 94 crores has been released by the state government last month. We expect realization of this amount by within next 1 week to 10 days. Then the receivable will further come down. It will come down to somewhere around 60 crores.
Okay, sir. And the net working capital days, right, sir?
Net working capital days as on 30th September, June is 110 days. And definitely if we receive the fund from water and the canal project, definitely it will be reduced significantly.
Okay, sir. So my last question, we are diversifying into solar, BESS and mining side. Earlier also we have guided 1,000 crore revenue target and by FY27 or 8 and another followed by 2,000 crore revenue. So how do you look at our strategic point of view on the diversifications, and how do you look at revenue mix in the next 3 to 5 years time frame?
In case of solar project, the project what we intimated, the EPC component would be around 2,000 crores. The land we have identified in the state of Madhya Pradesh, and around more than 300 acres of land has already been finalized and lease deeds have been finalized. And we are in active mode of acquiring or taking lease on the remaining land, which we expect to be completed in next 4 to 5 months. Simultaneously, we also taken up with the potential buyers of the power with the two states, and we expect these PSA, power sale agreements, will be executed between NHPC and the buyers, and subsequently PPA will be executed. And then post that, the detail engineering based on the land configuration and layout, and then followed by the procurement and execution. So we expect in the fourth quarter some revenue from this particular project.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nana Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, firstly on the Kanpur Lucknow thing, so have we received the show cause notice from NHAI?
Pardon, please.
Have we received the show cause notice from NHAI?
Yeah. The concession, they issued show cause notice to the concessionaire.
Okay, to the SPV. Okay. Sir, secondly, what would be the cash and PNC Infra Holdings as of June?
The cash and bank balance as of in the standalone balance sheet, Infra Holdings.
Console.
around 1,100 crore rupees.
Okay. And sir, out of the debt of 900 odd crores, what would be the ICD portion?
ICD is 485 crore rupees.
So why has the debt increased so much in 1Q?
Actually, the debt is increased due to the, we have taken the term loan for machine financing. That's why the term loan is increased.
So we have so much amount of cash, then why are we taking term loan for machinery?
Actually, this is a strategic decision. The loan is to be repaid in the next 4 to 5 years. And we have maintained the liquidity in our company.
Okay, okay. Sir, we saw that interest costs have significantly come down in Q1 to almost 20 odd crores from 30 in Q4. So incrementally, what would be the quarterly run rate?
The quarterly run rate will be in the range of 20 crore rupees.
Okay, so we expect the debt to come down from 900 crore?
Yes, yes, definitely that will be come down.
Okay, okay. So secondly, on the, if you look at the equity infusion, what would be the amount in 27 and 28? And the amount, the number I missed for two new HAMs will be 490 crores equity requirement?
My equity requirement is 436 crore rupees, excluding the solar and the two new HAM projects. Out of that, we are intend to invest in financial 27 is 226 crore rupees, and the balance will be in next year.
And the amount for two new HAM would be around 490?
490.
Sorry?
400 and?
No, it will be around 400 crores because two HAM projects put together is 3,483 crores. So it will be around 400 crores.
400 crore.
And the infusion should happen sometime in 28 and 29.
Mostly in 27 we will infused marginally, but majorly it will be invested in financial at 28 and 29.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sir, what revenue are we targeting from JJM and irrigation individually for 27 and 28?
So irrigation project we are planning to complete irrigation project in FY28. That is our plan, that is our target, provided we will get the timely payments from the government of Andhra Pradesh.
Okay, so what would be the revenue in FY27?
We have targeted for 27 is 150 crore rupees for AP canal project.
We should be able to achieve the same because...
So remainder 600 crores in FY28 if the payments are in place?
Yes.
Okay, answer on JJM.
JJM, we are expecting around 700 to 800 crores in the current financial year and the FY27 and around 1000 crores in FY28. And any residual amount will be there, that will be like release of for commissioning and testing kind of a thing, that will be, we will get it in FY29. But you know, the whole project will be completed before end of for
FY28,
calendar year
19.
28.
Okay,
government
okay.
Extended up to December 2028.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on the tax rate, it was on a higher end of 27% in Q1. So for the entire year, what could be the number?
The number will be in the range of 25% to 27%.
Okay. And sir, CAPEX number for Q1 and entire year?
We have CAPEX for the entire year is targeting 150 crore rupees. And in Q1,
and what are we doing Q1?
Around 70 crore rupees we have purchased the machinery.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Archit Agarwal from State Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Archit, go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Yes. My question is, in last quarter, the order book was 22,000 crore.
Archit, sorry to interrupt. Can you speak through the handset, please?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is, so in the last quarter, the order book was 22,000 crore, whereas in this quarter, the order book is 15,000 crore. So can you give the reconciliation of this?
See, last time, what we had mentioned, 22,000 crore, that includes the new two HAM projects that we have secured in the first quarter. So if you see, if you kindly recall our MD speech just before.
19,000.
19,600 crore order book we have mentioned now.
Okay.
19,100 crore.
19,000.
19,100 crore we have mentioned in this speech.
Vis-à-vis 2,200. This 19,100 includes two Barabanki, Mustafabad, Mustafabad to Bisaraya two HAM projects, and Pantnagar Airport, bridge over Ganga, and LDA's flyover. 19,100.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Kanpur Lucknow Expressway. So I understand that you may not want to comment on the correspondence with NHAI and their stance towards company. But in terms of our own assessment of the situation of this particular road, initially, there were these news items that a 300-meter section was having trouble. But later on, we have also seen news items where it is said that several other parts of the roads are also having problems. And plus, we have also read somewhere that there is a 42 lakh rupees per day penalty because of the closure of the toll collection from NHAI towards our company. So can you comment on what has been our finding on the condition of the road? What is the extent of the problem? How many months would it take to solve them in terms of repair and maintenance work? And on this 42 lakh per day payment that we have read on the news?
The first thing, whatever the stretches and isolated locations that have been affected due to torrential rains, the project has experienced during the month of July. These are the routine maintenance activities. The concession agreement envisages there would be, in case of any defects or deficiencies, same need to be repaired and rectified. This is as envisaged in the concession agreement. It is nothing like any uncommon phenomena that has happened. It is a very common phenomena in the highway projects. In case of rains, and there could be some kind of maintenance requirements, and which we are attending. So you don't want to comment on the media speculations and the rumors that which regions best known to them could be understandably for a sensationalism. So these things are blown out of proportion. See, we are going by the contract condition, and we are in the process of replying duly to the NHAI's notice what they have issued. And with regard to loss of toll and opening the highway without collecting the user fee, it is the NHAI's own decision, but it will be governed by the provisions of the law and provisions of the concession agreement. So we don't want to comment on that. But we reserve our position on that. Because the loss of toll is the decision by the NHA. And the repairs, again, contract stipulates the timelines for the repairs for any emergency kind of thing, which they start with 24 hours, 48 hours, and up to 180 days time will be there, which where there is a major observations and major restrictions to be done. So we are following these timelines. Whatever timeline stipulated in the contract under Article 17 and Schedule K, we are following them, and we are completing the necessary steps and restrictions within the given timelines.
Is there any sense on this timeline? I understand that there is a contract period, but you know, given our own assessment of this newly constructed road, which has been built by ourselves, what is your assessment as of now? Like, how much time it will take for the road to, for you guys to complete the repair and reopen the toll collection?
Testing वगैरह चल रहा है,
वैसे इस मंथ में क्लियर हो जाएगी सारी चीजें. सो दिस मंथ मतलब अगस्त में आप ये खत्म कर पाएंगे पूरा?
रेनी सीजन है ना, तो एवरी रेनी सीजन में ज्यादा उसको ठीक कर भी नहीं सकते. थोड़ा रेन्स बंद हो जाएंगी, ओपन मिलेगा तो उसको अभी भी ठीक कर देंगे. ट्रैफिक उसको भी ऊपर चल रहा है अभी.
ओके. एंड सेकेंडली सर, ऑन द करेंट पाइपलाइन जो आप बिड कर रहे हो, if you can give some sense on the pipeline of how much we have bidded for already and how much we are planning to bid in the road segment.
The bids, see, there are 24 bids which we had already submitted, which are under evaluation, and their financial bids are yet to be opened. Total 24 comprises 16 EPC bids and 8 HAM bids. If you see the sector-wise breakdown, is that 10 HAM projects of NHA and MoRTH, 8 railway projects, 2 coalfield projects, and remaining projects of PFC, TBCB, UP Metro, LDA, and other clients. So these 24 projects where we had already submitted our bids at a value of 32,000 crores. Apart from that, we identified another around 78 projects which are to be bid for next 2 to 3 months for a value of 1.7 lakh crores. These bids also comprise HAM projects, EPC projects, and also TBCB and DBFOT toll projects. This is the pipeline. You can say around 2 lakh crores project pipeline we are pursuing.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Next question is from Naina Vasudev from Nuama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. For the solar and mining projects, what is the total equity requirement, and what kind of revenues can we look for in FY27 and 28 in these two projects?
Equity requirement. The total equity requirement estimated for solar project is 400 crore rupees.
Okay, and for mining project?
Mining project, this is, since this is a EPC project, so there is no requirement of equity in this project.
Okay, and what kind of revenues can we target in FY27 and 28?
For coal project, we are targeting 500 crore for financial year 27, and 500 crore same is financial year 28.
Okay, and for the solar one, you said that in Q4 we can see some revenue. So, what could that be in FY 28 then?
Solar, as mentioned, we are planning to start the work in the quarter four. So for financial year 27, it is difficult to achieve more revenue in the solar project. In financial year 28, and it will be completed in financial year 28 and 29.
Yeah. And and we'll be achieving more than 1,000 crores in FY28 and the remaining in FY29.
Okay, sure, sir. And if you can help me with the toll collection numbers for this quarter.
Please note down, the toll collection for MP highways is 13.8 crore rupees for this quarter.
Okay.
And the Narela project is 3 crore rupees.
Okay.
And for RBJ Raibareli is 32 crore.
Okay. Sure, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nano Dipanshri Arvind Joshi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to understand on the Pune Ring Road project, are there any execution challenges that you're facing because you've only done about 75 crores of revenue in this quarter? Hello.
See, Pune Ring Road project is going on as planned because this project has got both precasting of the segments followed by execution of work at site. So it has got specific milestones based on the physical execution at site. So this is a cyclical. Whenever we do the precasting of the segments, we won't be billing. Whenever these segments are erected at site, so billing cycle will be there. So it's a bit fluctuating, but overall that we should be able to complete this project within the stipulated time of 3 years. We don't foresee any
major challenges,
despite the challenges.
Okay, so what is the expected revenue for this project in FY27 and 28?
Strategically,
it's
not available. We'll share with you.
Okay, got it. And on the mining project, even there, the execution was pretty low this quarter. Is there any reason for that?
See, in the mining, because the project proponent authority has to provide us very encumbrance-free and encroachment-free land. But unfortunately, the entire land was not provided, and even the land parcels what they have provided are in discontinuous manner, and also then there are some resistance by the local people. So these are the teething issues, teething problems we had faced. Now the things are becoming normal, and it is getting streamlined. And recently we deployed two brand new surface miners, so the progress is getting expedited. So going forward, we don't foresee. So we should be able to achieve around 500 crores overall revenue in the current financial year and similar kind of revenue in the next financial year. And we should be able to complete project within the 5 years time frame.
Okay, got it. And one last thing, on the working capital, so your working capital days have improved compared to last quarter. Any particular payment benefit that you've seen coming in this quarter that has led to the improvement?
Since the payment from the Maharashtra state and as well as in the water sector, we received the payment in this quarter, and hopefully this working capital cycle will be improved in next quarter also.
Gaunta Uttar Pradesh SWSM started releasing payment for the water projects. For the work we had already done, so the place we are getting steadily we are getting payment from the SWSM Lucknow. Similarly, in the irrigation project also, we are expecting a payment of 94 crores during the current month. So going forward in the second quarter, the working capital cycle would improve.
Okay, so sorry, sir. By water, you mean the JJM project this year, this quarter, or the irrigation?
Yes. JJM project where 741 crores is the pending to be realized from there.
And how much did you receive in this quarter from JJM?
I think JJM some.
JJM.
JJM. be around 40 crores. Realization is we'll share with you. Before end of the call, we'll share. It's not readily available with us.
Okay, no worries. And just one last thing. What is the unbilled revenue right now from JJM?
Unbilled revenue from JJM is around 20 crore.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. So what will be the capex required for the mining project in totality?
In totality, the total capex was required around 300 crore rupees.
Okay, so we have guided for 150 crore capex in FY27.
Sorry, 350 crore rupees.
Okay. So this would be in the initial couple of years, right?
Yes. Initial couple of years, that will suffice for the entire contract duration.
So we can expect a higher capex for FY28.
Yes, definitely. The production will increase and coal mining.
So at standalone level for FY28, what could be the capex? Upwards of 200 crores.
Around 150 crore rupees in this current financial year, 27.
For 28?
28, similar line of number, 150 crore rupees.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Chinmay Mishra, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my only question was that whether would you be able to reduce the dependencies on the roadways project provided that, you know, I saw that the revenue breakup by segments showed a lot of roadways revenues. So how do you plan to mitigate like that concentration risk over the years?
As you had mentioned, as of now, the road unexecuted order book is slightly more than 60% and remaining is slightly less than 40%. As we are broadening our perspective, as you could see that we are actively bidding in railways, metro rail, coal mining, and also TBCB, power transmission projects. And also the projects which have been identified for the bidding in the coming future also comprises both highway projects as well as non-highway projects in the ratio of 50:50. So going forward, we see that this will further we have a balanced kind of a thing. So around 40 to 45% road or non-road sector and around 55%, and going forward, let us see how things will unfold, see how the upbuilding opportunities emerge in the non-road sector.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question. I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you.
Thank you everyone for your active participation in our running call. Should you have any further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of IIFL Capital Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.